For 91.3 WHJE, my name's Ethan DeRamo, and I'm interviewing Indiana Fever play-by-play and Indiana Pacers sideline reporter Pat Boylan. You were in the class of 09 here at Carmel High School, and you were a play-by-play broadcaster for WHJE, and also you broadcasted the football and basketball state championships. What is it like for a former student broadcaster to see the current kids in high school filling your shoes at these type of events?
Well, I think it's really, really cool. And obviously at Carmel, there were a lot of opportunities with WHJE, not just that, but with the athletic programs that are at the high school as well. I mean, as you guys know now, this is a pretty golden era of Carmel athletics. And I feel like that really started to turn right around my time there. That's where Carmel basketball, I think, started heading in a positive direction. Carmel football clearly started winning state titles, in the late 2000s. And then just the opportunity, WHJE went through a major renovation under Brian Stillbeller in between my junior and senior years. So when you combine all of those things, it was really almost like the beginning point, the launching pad for a lot of the athletic success and the success at the radio station as well. And, I mean, I still vividly remember calling the one game at the RCA Dome and then the switch over to Lucas Oil Stadium and getting to do – regional games that Carmel basketball had. When I was there, Carmel basketball never made it to the state finals, but they were certainly very good at playing in tournament games as well. So for you guys to have this opportunity, it's really cool to watch and really cool for time to time to listen to how WHJE has kind of taken really what I thought were some key positive steps in the mid to late 2000s and continue to grow upon them into the late teens.
So how has your experience at WHJE helped your career in broadcasting?
Well, I think what WHJE did for me as much as anything was it kind of gave me what I felt like was a level up, higher footing when I got into college. So as I was, getting to Ball State and getting involved in student radio and student TV at Ball State, I had 3 years of experience already under my belt from WHJE and from the broadcast departments over there at CHTV as well. That I felt like it really gave me a leg up. And then it also provided a level of responsibility. I mean, a lot of people when I was at school did WHJE, I think because they liked the idea of talking in front of a microphone. But one of the things that the then teacher, Brian Stillbeller, really preached and really taught as much as anything was a responsibility, taking some responsibility for your actions. And I feel like I grew up a lot as a high school kid just in radio and the general level of responsibility that was placed upon you as a high school student there. So I like to think that for those of us that do WHJE, that do broadcast at Carmel High School, some of us will go on to do it in college and at a professional level, and some of us won't. But for those who don't, that I really feel like they've gained something from that experience as well, even if it's not directly into a broadcast communications field.
So going back to my first question, how cool is it to see that high school students around the state of Indiana and even the nation are so interested in wanting to be in sports media and wanting to become a person like you?
No, I think it's great. And look, the business is very unique and it can be challenging in a lot of ways. But, it's something that if you have a lot of passion for and if you work hard at, it can be an extremely rewarding career. I get to, between the Pacers and the Fever, broadcast 110 or so basketball games every single year. And, I mean, that's my job, where other people go to work and go in a cubicle and, do the general 9-to-5 type of thing. I get to sit courtside for basketball games, which is still pretty surreal. But I think, whether it's WHJE, whether it's more of a generation from the state, or even if you look nationwide, the earlier that you can get these opportunities is really key, because not only do you learn if you want to do it, but you might learn, too, that you don't want to do it. And if you can figure that out at the high school level, I think it's easier to kind of hone in on what you want to do when you get to college. These are areas that you'd like to know before you get to the college level, where you're spending a lot of money on an education and you don't want to be, moving around degrees a whole lot, because that can take extra time to pull it off. So I think what a WHJE provides is a bit twofold. For those who end up going into broadcasting, I think it's a serious leg up when you get into college. And for those who don't, perhaps it's the knowledge that I enjoy this, I'm passionate about this, but this may not be me for the rest of my career. And if that's the case, to figure that out at the high school level versus the collegiate level, I think is incredibly valuable.
So for kids in high school and college, what is one piece of advice that would help someone become successful in the sports media profession?
Well, you know, I think you hear in this industry, and I think it's probably true of most industries, that it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And as it relates from getting into, I guess I have two that really stick out, and I'm not sure I'd rank one over the other. The first one would be you have to get reps and you have to do what you want to do, especially in the broadcasting field. You can't open up a book and learn how to become a radio or a TV broadcaster. You have to do it. And I think that's more true in this field than maybe any. You have to get in front of a microphone. You have to broadcast games. You have to do whatever you want to do. And that's how you learn. And so when you're deciding on a college, you know, there are a lot of great colleges out there. Some provide opportunities as a freshman. Some you have to wait until you're a junior or a senior. And to me, the opportunity to get things going when you're a freshman in college is invaluable. And then also, you know, to make contacts and to make communication with people that have jobs that you might want to have or that are people that you admire in the broadcasting field, and just kind of, you know, picking their brain from time to time, becoming in communication with those type of people, becoming a contact with those type of people, because when you're coming around and it's time to get a job, those are going to be a lot of the people that you lean on. And for me, a great example was Chris Denary, who grew up, I grew up in Carmel, and with the ridiculous fortune of Chris Denary, the Pacers TV play-by-play announcer, living in my neighborhood. Now, his sons didn't go to Carmel High School, but they lived in Carmel and right down the street. And I knew I wanted to do this even before I got into WHJE, and was bugging Chris probably as a 12 or 13-year-old when he was doing Butler basketball to go let me sit on the sideline with him for a game. I was bothering him for lunch. You know, lo and behold, I'm 24 years old. This job opens up with the Pacers, and this relationship I forged with Chris was a major opportunity in helping me get this specific job. So on one hand, you absolutely have to get as many reps as you can and as possible in those early years especially. And it's a lot of who you know, not what you know in this industry too.
And I don't know how much high school basketball you follow or how much you've been keeping up recently, but do you have any predictions for Saturday's game between Carmel and Ben Davis?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I've always been fortunate enough over the last few years, at least, to get a game on the IHSAA radio network. And typically it's a 1A or a 2A game. The way the schedule worked out this year, I just so happened to get the IHSAA call for the 4A state championship game. So I'll be broadcasting side by side with you guys for Carmel Ben Davis, and I'm really looking forward to it because the last Carmel game I've announced was in 2009 as a student. So I'm really looking forward to this one. And, you know, unlike you guys who are calling the games all year, for me, this is in a lot of ways a week of cramming. You know, I knew John Michael Malloy, and that's probably the only player I could have told you before I started preparing. But, you know, following Carmel kind of loosely all year long, they've just had an unbelievable season. One loss, and it was a 2-point loss back in January to Brownsburg. I mean, what a year, especially coming off, you know, that state titles appearance last year. And when you look at Ben Davis, you could argue there's nobody hotter in the entire state. And when they talk about what got them going, they look back at that Carmel game. A 10-point loss to Carmel is when those guys felt like, and head coach Don Carlisle feels like their season really got going. And since then, they've played, you know, at that high level I think Carmel has. So it's probably safe to say that Carmel is the favorite, and clearly Carmel's been playing well all year. But you can't underestimate the hot hand that Ben Davis has. And what's fascinating to me is they've got a 6'9 senior post player who's going to be an offensive lineman at Ohio State down there to go against Malloy. He averages 18-9. And when you look at that battle, you got a kid going to play college football at Ohio State versus a kid in Carmel going to play basketball at Butler. You got maybe the two best bigs in the state going at it at the highest level of this game in this state. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, from an IHSAA call perspective, the call has to be neutral. So for a couple of hours, even this Carmel grad is going to draw it straight down the middle of the line. But from a perspective of not only Carmel, but I know that program over at Ben Davis as well, which is run by John Easter, and he does a fantastic job over there too. And between the two stations, the two schools, it's an incredible opportunity. I mean, for anybody who has the chance to be a part of this broadcast or even a part of this run, you know, really soak it in. I remember so vividly the couple of games I got to call at, again, the RCA Dome and at Lucas Oil Stadium and some of the big Carmel games. You know, I remember those like they were yesterday, and it's amazing to think back that they were 10 and 11 years ago. So if you're part of this broadcast, really soak it in. If you're part of this experience, soak it in, because, you know, maybe we take for granted a little bit how lucky we are to get to do 41 Pacers and 17 Fever games inside of Bankers Life Fieldhouse. But it really is an experience coming into this beautiful facility, this beautiful building with everything on the line, and, you know, the two top teams in the state facing off. So I think it really is going to be a good one. You know, Ben Davis is 20-7, and Carmel has just lost once. So you look at that, and you might say the teams aren't quite even. But I really think this Ben Davis team, the way they've been playing over the last 2 months or so, is indicative of a team that is much better than their record. And I think we're really in for a competitive one on Saturday night.
Well, we are super excited to see you down there at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Saturday night for the state championship game. Thank you so much for your time, Pat.
No problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
For 91.3 WHJE, my name is Ethan DeRamo, alongside Indiana Fever play-by-play and Indiana Pacers sideline reporter Pat Boylan.